I don't know about you, but I wish I had about one or two people who can get with the Lord this morning. Now, where I'm from, you know, that's a cue to the crowd that we got something to celebrate. If you didn't know before, you should know by now that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, I'm just not satisfied yet. I wish I had about one or two people who could touch and agree with me in the spirit that the Lord is good and His mercy endures. Lord, I wish I had somebody. Lord, have mercy. I don't know. I guess I'm used to being home. But I do recall Isaiah saying, I saw the Lord, and His train did fill the temple. I wish I had somebody who knew that they were in the presence of God on today, that God touched them and God woke them up this morning and started them on. I wish I had somebody. Just give me a little bit more volume. I wish I had somebody who knew that God made a way out of no way. I wish I had somebody who knew that God opened that door and told them to run on just a little while. I wish I had somebody. Are you going to agree with me that God's been good to you? Somebody touch their neighbor and say, God's been good to me. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Oh, y'all going to make me work it here this morning. Listen, I don't know what you came for. I don't know if you came to see a show. I don't know if you came to hear somebody you wanted to hear. I don't know what you're here for, but I'm here to praise the name of the Lord. I didn't come to look at you and you look at me. I wish I had some Jesus worshipers in here. I wish I had somebody who could shake the devil loose. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, we're going to have to go back to church 101. Lord, have mercy. I thought I was coming home to worship. I don't know where I am. But listen, I was at a funeral yesterday, and my cousin was stretched out. And you know something? We had more spirit about us yesterday than the church has today. I'm here to ask somebody, has Jesus done anything for you? Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. I ain't gonna get no help today, so I might as well go ahead and preach. Lord, have mercy. Ask your neighbor, what did you come here for? I know you're looking all summer sharp in your summer goods, but what did you come here for? I don't know about you, but I came to get a little bit of what God has for me. I wish I had somebody. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Is God good to anybody? Come on, say it like you mean it. Is God good to anybody? Jesus, I don't know about you, but I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, listen here. I'm so glad to see everybody. Maybe I'm just a little more exuberant than y'all. Amen, somebody. But I don't know why Eunice got up and introduced me. I'm home. Amen, somebody. Lord, have mercy. I'm glad to be here. It's good to see so many wonderful people. I said to my wife, Lord, I miss my folk. Amen, somebody. Amen. But I'm grateful for what God is doing in my life and ministry. Amen. Every now and then, you've got to experience something different in order to get something different. I wish I had somebody. Sometimes you got to do something new, or else you're going to have the same thing over and over. Amen, somebody. But I'm grateful to be back at home amongst my people. And I finally understand what Dorothy meant when she said, there's no place like home. Amen, somebody. Lord, you don't have to put on nothing. You can just be who you are. Amen. And I'm grateful to that truth. Amen. To the priest and king and the bishop and the prophet of this great house, Pastor Darrell Armstrong, my friend and my cousin by marriage, We bless the name of God for him in this place. And I would that you stand, as it were, watchful over all his affairs and pray earnestly for your pastor in his absence from the church. You know, it says a lot about a preacher when they can go on vacation and leave and trust the house to others to come in and preach. You ought to commend him for doing an excellent job. Amen, somebody. And I want to caution everybody. The word of God says, touch not my anointed. Don't touch him with your mouth. Don't touch him with a word. Don't throw a rock and hide your hand, because God will do to you twice as what you do to him. I guarantee you. So you pray for him. You pray for his family. And you take absolutely good care of your pastor. A church cannot be a church if it does not have a pastor. The Bible says, how shall they hear without a preacher? You can have deacons and still not have a church, but you need a pastor to complete the work that God wants to do through the church. Y'all hear me this morning? Don't take it lightly. He's a gift to everybody in this house. And you know what you do with a gift. You do one of two things. You discard it or you appreciate it. You hear what I'm saying? I'm trying to bless somebody in this house today. God wants you to take care of your preacher, your pastor. And God, I hope he's your friend. Amen, somebody? Amen. Listen, I'm not going to be long. I'm not a long-winded preacher. Those of you who know me know I just lied. Amen. But if you have your Bibles this morning, before we even take our text, I want you to tell three people, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, three people, you, yourself, and you, tell three people, I'm in the right place. No. Wait, stop. Listen, I didn't come here to play with you. I want you to tell three people that I'm in the right place. I need you to say it like you mean it. I'm in the right place. I'm in the right place. Slap somebody, high five, and tell them I'm in the right place. Amen, somebody. See, I done been away for about almost 5 years, and you know, I done got Georgia-ized. Amen. I ain't scared of nothing no more. Amen. Y'all catch that on the way home. Amen. You can't be no chump in Georgia. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Good God from Zion. I'll preach that the next time I come back. Listen, you got your Bibles. Turn with me to Job chapter 22. Somebody going to get blessed this morning, this afternoon. I feel it in my spirit already. I would that you continue to pray for Charles Garnett Davis's family. His daughter is here. His nephew is here. I want you to pray for them and the loss of one of the best members of our family last week. Job chapter 22. Meet me at verse 28. Your reading assignment is to read all of the chapter in your leisure and see if what I say is so. Job chapter 22, beginning at 28. And we shall read down through 30. It says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hand. Against these words, just for a few moments of preaching, I want to tell y'all some good news. God has given us the authority to decree whatever it is we need to decree. I need you to pray with me right now. God, thank you for this awesome time together. God, thank you for the privilege of being in your house of prayer one more time. God, thank you for your word. Now, oh God, we pray that you might sanctify this word and apply it to our lives, that we might implement that which we have read, that, oh God, it might become inculcated within the very fabric of who we are. God, we ask you to move in us, through us, and for us. God, be a defense all around us, God. Be, God, what we need when we need it, God. Be, oh God, the one who fights our battles. God, be with us as we go through this thing called life, God. Let us know, oh God, that you are indeed with us, because your word declares that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Now, oh God, we pray that as your people have gathered inside this house to hear, God, you would bless even from the pulpit to the door. God, we ask you to release in this place. God, we ask you to run from heart to heart and breast to breast. God, whatever we stand in need of, God, we pray that Jehovah Jireh would see to it that we have all of the provisions that we need. Now, God, consecrate us to thy service by the power of grace divine. Let our souls look up with a steadfast hope, and our wills be lost in thine. This is your servant's prayer. The powerful name of Jesus the Christ. For his name's sake, we do pray. Let every heart say, amen. 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 Come on, you can be seated. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Does anyone know what time of the season we are in? Some of you looking around like dummy, we in spring. No, I mean spiritually. What season are we in? There's a whole lot of things happening within our world. We have perfectly good and healthy sharks deciding to jump out of their natural habitats. You know, a shark's habitat is the ocean. And we have perfectly sane, as it were, sharks deciding to jump, as it were, out of their natural habitat and into boats. Anybody remember that story? Perfectly good shark deciding to jump out of the water and into somebody's boat. No one was fishing for the shark. The shark just happened to jump out of the water and into a boat. Millions upon millions of fish deciding to just drop dead on the same day and allow the ocean current to pull them to shore. Thousands of birds just decide to fall out the sky at the same, I'm not trying to scare you, I'm just telling you. There's some things going on in life. Would you agree with me? Things that we've never, listen, I'm an educated person and I know some of the words in a dictionary, but I never heard of the word tsunami until we experienced two of them. Am I talking to somebody? Don't look at me like I'm the only dummy in the house. Strange things are happening right before our very eyes. So I asked you, do you know what season we are in? Lord, have mercy. We are in that season between resurrection morning and Pentecost Sunday. We're in that season where God is desiring for his people who are called by his name to understand that there's something happening in our world. We're in that season where God wants to take up residence, as it were, in who we are. And so we can really understand whose we are. I wish I had somebody. God, as it were, has us in a season where storms are happening with great frequency. But I need you to know something. Storms are not unique to any one person in life. They are generally experienced by everyone at some point or another. Now, the severity of the storm, the intensity of it, the duration of it, and the damage caused by it will most probably vary from person to person and storm to storm. However, you need to know that there is no chance of us escaping a storm. I wish I was at home. Lord, have mercy. My storm may differ from your storm. You don't hear what I'm talking about. Your sister's storm may differ from brother's storm. Mama's storm may be different from daddy's storm. Lord, have mercy. But their storms may inevitably cause their children to experience some of the riptides of their going through. But suffice it to say, we each at some point in our lives, either we are in three positions. We're either on our way into a storm, in the middle of a storm, or coming out of a storm. So, love, I want you to stay with me here, because we haven't come together this morning so that we might sacralize storms. There's nothing salvific, as it were, in going through a storm. Lord, have mercy. I wish I was at church. There's nothing inherently or particularly therapeutic or cathartic or even religious about going through a storm. Contrary to popular opinion, there's neither a special reward for us going through a storm. Lord, have mercy. Just because you're with a sorry excuse of somebody doesn't mean that God's going to give you an extra credit for going through that storm. Just because you decide to stay and remain miserable does not mean God is about to reward you with some. I wish I had somebody. But one thing you must know is that whether you're in the storm, on your way into the storm, or coming out, you have to know that it's not about the storm. It's about how you go through the storm. Lord, have mercy. Are you complaining your way through a storm? Are you whining your way through a storm? Are you wishing that it could be somebody else in the storm? I wish I had somebody. You need to know, beloved, that you need to understand that it's important how we go through the storm. For we must understand that the Bible admonishes us to count it all joy when we experience diverse, that means diverse kinds of issues. Whenever we are facing strong winds, we need to count it all joy. Whenever we go through storm clouds, we need to count it all. I wish I had somebody. See, we are encouraged to count it joy because it's by the trying of our faith that patience is produced. Beloved, whenever you and I experience the trying of our faith, we become a little more prepared for the next storm. Lord, have mercy. I wish y'all get with me. Listen, if you pray, I'll preach. I promise you that. Whenever you and I face our trials, we become a little more polished for the next. Lord, have mercy. Whenever you and I face our challenges, we become a little more perfected so that we can withstand. Lord, have mercy. Anybody know that life is just one continual episode of this thing? I wish I had somebody. See, this is where you need to get happy. Somebody ought to touch their neighbor and say, listen, I'm in the middle of something, But that thing that I'm facing right now is working not against me, but it's working for me. I wish I had somebody. For you must know that James tells us that after our faith has been tried and patience is produced, then patience will have its perfect work. Listen to me. Despite those who surround you when you're going through your situation, no matter who comes to visit or who doesn't come to visit when you're going through, regardless of who remembered you or sent you a card or flowers or who sent you Hershey kisses or a get well wish. And it really doesn't matter who assailed you or who prayed for you when you were going through, because God says, whatever it is that you are going through, whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, all things work together. I wish I had somebody. You need to let about two people know that my negative situation is about to work a positive result in my life. All what's working against me is actually working in my favor, because God says favor is not fair. Watch God begin to show. I wish I had somebody. Listen to me. That pain that you're experiencing right now. Listen, I stepped by this house to let you know that that pain has an expiration date. That pain is temporary. I wish I had somebody. That loss. Listen here, family. That loss that we recently experienced. That loss is about to be redeemed. And I wish I had somebody. That heartbreak that we suffered is about to be reconciled by a God who reckoned. I wish I had somebody. Beloved, you need to know that what I see in this text is something powerful from the pen of God. Beloved, all you need and all I need, God has put into our spirits. All you need on this journey with God is to be committed to trust God with everything. Listen, you need to know that whenever we are going through, comfort nor confidence will come to us because of anybody around us. But I want you to know this, even in the midst of human ignorance, there may rest a divine word. And it is this word of God that will refresh us when we're going through. Yes, but we must be still and quiet to listen, as it were, to that small, still voice of God. Listen, the Lord shared with me that whenever we are going through, it's not important to delineate a list of why we feel like this is happening to us right now. It's not of any significance for us to give a reason for why we feel this thing, whatever this thing is happening in our lives. But we ought to be spiritual enough to recognize that a trick of the enemy is to keep us talking and walking in circles so that we don't speak to our situations. Lord have mercy. For I'm reminded of Moses, who God told him to speak to the rock, but Moses didn't obey God. Moses instead took his staff and he smote the rock, and yes, the same results happened, but Moses was not permitted. Listen to me. God is telling me to tell us that don't take matters into your own hands. You need to know that instead of getting mad at your situation, you can turn your situation around just by speech. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I wish I was. Lord, have mercy. Listen, somebody in this house is sick right now, and they tried everything they could. I'm here to tell you that you need to speak to your situation. Lord, have mercy. Beloved, I don't know about you, but I can appreciate this word from the Lord. For I'm so glad that God always provides a word for us that's right on time. Even in the midst of our going through, God's word is always right on time. Lord have mercy. Are you listening to me? For I heard the scripture declaring, you and I, she and he, we all have been given authority to decree that thing. Lord, I wish you were here with me. Listen, come a little closer. Let me tell you the secret. If you in need of restoration right now, God's word says you can decree that thing right now. If you're needing reconciliation right now, God's word says you can decree that thing. If you're in the middle of reclamation, God's word says you can decree that thing. If you need healing in your body, God's word tells us that we can decree. Lord have mercy. I need some help in here. In our text today, we meet Job, who was well advanced in his physical deterioration. You remember the story of Job, don't you? Job, who the scriptures declare was a righteous man. Job, who is described as being an upright man. Job, whom the text says, prayed for his children, because you know how children are. Children don't always pay for themselves. Lord have mercy. Well, this man, Job, had experienced all sorts of calamity in his life, beginning with the loss of those very children that he prayed for, loss of his livelihood, loss of his livestock, loss of all of his possessions, loss of even spousal support, and ultimately loss of his own health. Lord have mercy. But what Job hadn't lost was a connection to three of his closest friends. His friends Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. And if you recall Job's story, you will remember that his friends did rally to his side. They came around to see about Job. They were friends indeed. You remember that all three of these fellows sat with Job on various occasions. And as they sat with him, it became obvious that they were interested not to just comfort him, but they were interested to find fault in Job. Lord have mercy. You see, because in their minds, no one suffers like Job unless they had done some wrong in the face of God. I wish I had somebody. You know how friends are. Friends will on occasion applaud your success while secretly rooting for your failure. Am I talking to somebody? Sometimes friends will be fair weathered. That means when it's sunny outside, you can find everybody to come be around you. But when rain is looming on the horizon, when it's time to roll up your sleeves and get down to some business, you won't be able to find, Lord have mercy. Sometimes friends will be envious and jealous. Friends will try to keep up with you. At any time your Escalade pulls up into your parking spot, you can rest assured that somebody will come alongside of you and ask you a question. Is that you? You ought to just tell them who you think you're looking at. Lord have mercy. I wish I was talking to somebody. Lord, I stopped by this house to let us know. And as I was talking to Job, Job told me, yeah, they are my friends. But with friends like these, who needs enemies? Lord have mercy. So whenever we meet Job in our text, Eliphaz is again in his presence. Now this is the third time that Eliphaz questions and gives advice to his struggling friend. And as a matter of fact, the chapter opens with Eliphaz accusing and making scurrilous accusations against Job, which seems to suggest that Job is not who he represents himself to be. Listen, you need to know that you can always trust that folks actually have your back. I wish I had somebody. You need to know that there are some who maintain relationships with you just so that they can feel good about themselves. There are some who maintain relationships with you to justify their jacked up way of living. living. Lord, have mercy. There are some who maintain friendships with you in order to justify the jacked up way they think and the jacked up way they see the world. I wish I had somebody. See, folks who have a low self-esteem always have to be around others whose esteem is a little bit lower than them in order to feel good about themselves. You need to touch somebody and say, if you that kind of friend, I don't need you around me right now. I need a friend who's going to stick closer. I wish I had somebody. Y'all going to help me preach this thing? Can't you hear this boy? I'm so glad that I'm not going through what Job is going through. Oh, the one I really like. They get all spiritual with this thing. But for the grace of God, it could have been me. Oh yes, we get right down religious when it's someone else going through their storm. We become preachy when it's someone else going through and it's not us, as it were. But you need to know that even in the midst of our self-righteous nonsense, every now and then, Lord have mercy, God will ordain a rhema word to come from your lips. You see, I found that in times like these, when we are secretly clapping our hands, that is not us afflicted from head to toe, that God will use us to bless somebody else, because we are too ignorant to realize that God is a just kind of God. For the Bible says the rain will fall on the just and the unjust. Sooner or later, you're going to walk in those moccasins. So you better be careful about who you are. I wish I had somebody. Sometimes it is the case that we are running our mouths a mile a minute and can't even discern when God begins to move, because our mouths are running like Niagara Falls and our bodies are busy as bumblebees. I wish I had somebody. Nevertheless, God will use us while we are disqualified because of our motivation. Paul said, when you preach to others, you need to make sure that you can preach to others, because if you're not careful, you'll find yourself in a race and disqualified from completing the race. I wish I had somebody. Anybody know about Paul? Listen, don't be disqualified. Even when you mean well, God can still count you out the race. You need to understand that you got to guide your heart and guide your mind with all diligence. I wish I had somebody. Sometimes it is the case that when we are going through this thing, God will begin to move even when you don't mean what you say. You know how we are. That friend comes in, you know they look toe up from the flow up. You know they got on the wrong color stockings with the wrong pair of shoes. And you begin to flatter them. You need to know, as simplistic as this illustration is, God is saying, listen, come here. What you mean for evil, God can turn. I wish I had somebody right here. Listen, God will cause those who are full of their flesh to be moved to speak a divine word. You need to check your record right here. At the opening of this text, all the way down to verse 20, Eliphaz is speaking from his flesh. But all of a sudden, something happens in his presentation. All of a sudden, I believe the Lord begins to move. Oh, beloved, I came to this house today to tell you all you have to do is be patient. Don't get ahead of yourself, but allow God to do the, I wish I had somebody, allow God to fix that situation in your life. Just remain patient. Be slow to speak, but swift to hear the word of, I wish I had somebody. You got to sometimes just sit with patience and humble yourself, even in the presence of those who no good. Just wait on the Lord and be of good courage. God will strengthen your heart. I stopped by this house to let us know that every now and then, God will begin to move in your situation. And when God moves in your situation, God will cause even your enemies to become your footstool. I wish I had somebody. Oh, yes, he will. Every now and then, God will take you from last place and put you in first place. I heard Jesus say, the last shall be first and the first shall be, oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, yes, God will do it for us. And look, verse 21, Eliphaz, his conversation begins to shift. He is now speaking a word instead of accusation. He's speaking a word of encouragement on behalf of the Lord. What he began with accusations has now given way to him pushing Job, as it were, to trust God a little bit more. Verse 21, he says, acquaint thyself with him. In other words, every now and then, when you're going through what you're going through, you need to go back to that ancient landmark. You need to go back to the cross. It's at the cross where you first saw the light. You need to go back to that point where you met Jesus so that you can be sure that you're sure, that you're sure, that you're sure, that even when the hills are exalted, God can speak to the hills of your life and say, be thou brought lower. Even when you're going through the rough side, God can begin to speak to your situation. God can begin to speak to those troubles and speak to those obstacles and speak to those demons in your path, and God can begin to bless your life. So at 21, he says, listen, refamiliarize yourself with the fact that you got a relationship with God. Then, verse 22, he says, make sure whatever you do, receive his law. Listen, in other words, even as his friend is bringing bad news, his friend is used by God to tell Job, while you're going through what you're going through, don't listen to negativism. See, the problems we have is we get fixated on negative, and then we wonder why it is that nothing begins to work right, because you believe the wrong thing. But I heard Caleb and Joshua tell Moses, we can go in and we can take the land. Who shall believe our report? But I'm here to tell you that every now and then, you can't believe the report of anybody else. You got to believe the report of the Lord. Receive the law and allow the law to permeate your situation. Stand on the word of God, Lord have mercy, and believe what God says to you. Don't believe what your friends, Lord have mercy. Then I hear in verse 23, it says, enter his gates or return back to the Lord. Lord have mercy. You need to know that this isn't here on accident. But every now and then, when you're going through your storm, you need to know that the way you get through a storm is to begin to throw up your hands and come back to the Lord and allow the Lord to know that you are praising him all the way through your storm. Because I heard somebody say, when the praises go up, the blessings begin to fall down. Every now and then, don't focus your attention on your storm, but focus your attention on your praise and allow God to unlock. Lord have mercy. But then I hear God through Eliphaz, who began accusing Job, now shifted and tell Job, after you've reacquainted yourself with the Lord, after you received his law, after you returned to him with thanksgiving, now make sure you bring something to the Lord. Lord have mercy. All too often we come to church, we don't forget to get dressed. We don't forget to put on those red bottom shoes. We don't forget to put on those Salvador Ferragamo shoes. We don't forget to put on that bespoke suit. We don't forget to put on that Armani tie. We don't forget to put on that cologne. We don't forget to do our hair. Some of us put on our wigs. Lord have mercy. Some of us put our teeth in our mouth. We don't forget any of that stuff. But when we come into the house of the Lord, how is it that we can forget to bring an offering to God? How is it that we can forget to bring some kind of blessing to the name of God? How is it that we can forget to give something in the house of God? Whenever you come into the presence of God, you ought to make sure that you bring more than just your Christmas list. Am I talking to somebody? You better make sure you bring more than your problems. Am I talking to y'all? See, I can't tell because, you know, in my church, they be on their feet right now shouting. When you come to the house of God, make sure you bring a sacrifice that's worthy of God. Lord, have mercy. I wish I was somewhere else. Amen, somebody. Then the results begin to happen. When you take care of 1, 2, 3, and 4, God will become your defense. God will be a better lawyer than Rob Ross. Amen, somebody. I'm here to tell you that when you take God at his word, God will bless you, your going in and your coming out. He'll go in the courtroom and win your battle and have your case thrown. I wish I had somebody. Verse 26 says, then the Lord's favor will fall on you. I told you that favor is not fair. Favor is getting what you don't deserve. Even when you don't deserve it, God's favor will fall on you so that when you're walking in amongst the land, folk will know just based on the fact that you got something special on your life called the anointing of God. You don't know how that thing opened up. You thought it was because you had a right degree, but I'm here to tell you it's because you knew a God of degrees. You knew God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And so when God got into your life, things started happening. Somebody know, even when cancer attacked their body, cancer had to get out in a hurry because the presence of God was in there. Lord have mercy. I promise you I'm going to clean it up in 1 minute. Verse 27. As a result of prayer and pledges, listen, everything is established because of what we've done in the Lord. You prepared yourself for your storm. Eliphaz didn't even realize that he was sowing a rhema word into Job's life. Something that Job could lean on as he was going through. And so, verse 28, this is where we started. God decrees that we shall have power to decree a thing. Now, I can tell by the looks on your faces, you don't know where we're going next. And that's a good thing. Because I know where we're going. Listen here. I know you're sitting there thinking, but in order for me to decree something, I've got to have some kind of show enough proof that God says I can decree it. Am I right about it? Because those who decree things, it's reserved for special kind of people. So, maybe we don't know what a decree is. Let's understand what a decree is. A decree is a command. A decree is an order. A decree is a declaration. Lord, have mercy. And only people who've been given special kind of power, rulers or kings, are able to give decrees. Well, but preacher, I'm not a king, and I'm not an elected official, and I'm not even somebody in authority. I stopped by this house to let you know you need to get ready and touch yourself and tell from this day forward, I know that I know that I know that I know that I can decree a thing and it shall be established. I started out telling us that when patience is left alone to do its perfect work, then a patience will do what it's supposed to do. It will begin to work for you. And those negative situations will begin to turn into positive outcomes. Well, you need to know why I said that. Because listen, God only calls us to be faithful. Lord, have mercy. Because the Bible says, listen, if you are faithful over a few things, Lord, have mercy. If you're faithful over a few things, listen, don't be faithful over my testimony, but be faithful over what God is doing in your life. Don't worry about what's going on next door to you. God is saying, just be faithful over a few things. You might work at Kmart today, but be faithful over a few things. You might work at Bloomingdale's right now, but be faithful over a few things. You may work at the state right now, but be faithful over a few things. Sooner or later, I promise you that God will make you ruler over many. And when you walk into your rulership, God says that you have authority to decree that thing. So anything in your way, begin to decree that thing. You got to get out of my way, because God said it. I believe it. I just speak to my issues. My issues have to leave me alone. I just speak to my problems. My problems have to leave me alone. I just speak to my enemies. They got to get out of my way. You can decree that thing. In Trenton, you can decree peace. In Shiloh, you can decree holiness. In this world, you can decree what God wants you to decree. For I heard somebody say, wherever the soles of your feet tread, it's holy ground. I wish I had somebody. God is saying to us, listen, you need to know who you are, and you need to know who backs you up. Because when we stand on the power of God, the Bible says his word won't return unto him void. You need to know that you are somebody. If you're on crack right now, decree your healing right now. If you're homeless, decree you got a house. If you don't have a car, decree that thing right now. Everything will be established. Listen, don't wait for your enemies to come into your life and tell you what you can't do. That's our problem in the black community. We always waiting for somebody else to tell us what we can and what we can't do. I stopped by this house to emancipate somebody today. You can decree it right now. All you gotta do is touch and agree with yourself. Me, myself, and I, we say we can do whatever we want to do. For I believe I can fly. I ain't never flown before, but I believe I can touch the sky. I believe that nobody can keep me down. If you believe it, you ought to speak to your situation. And listen, I didn't make this up. God's word told you today. Speak to your situation. Listen, if you have the faith to speak to that mountain, speak to that issue, speak to that hurt, speak to that disappointment, and you don't doubt in your spirit, God says, Jesus says, you can have whatever you ask. Listen to me. And the Bible here in Job says, it shall be established, which means it's confirmed. God already spoke it before you were thought about. God confirmed your prosperity before you were even thought about. What are you sitting down for? Waiting for somebody to tell you you can get an education. God already told me I am somebody. You need to decree it to yourself. I don't know who got blessed this morning, but I stopped by this house to help you. I don't care how young you are or how old you are. We have not been walking in our authority. I can tell, because days pass and everything remains the same. Nobody taking us serious. Y'all wanted the White House, you got it. Now what you got? Just a brother on Pennsylvania Avenue. And we still living beneath our potential. God said, I'm tired of this. Time for us to decree this thing. It's already decreed in heaven.
For God says he gave us the kingdom, the keys to the kingdom. And whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I ask you today, are you ready for God's release in your spirit? Are you ready to go forth and decree that thing? Are you ready to ask for God for what you want and be prepared for God to give it to you? Anybody in this house believe me this morning? Anybody want to be blessed by God? Lord have mercy. Anybody know that with God on their side, there's nobody that can hurt them? With God on their side, more than the whole world against you. Come on, stand to your feet. Come on, let's give God some praise in this house. Somebody in this house needed to hear a word like that today. God is saying to us, stop settling for mediocrity. Expect excellence from an excellent God. We've been playing with faith in God too long. We've been making sacred that which ain't sacred at all. We've been holding on to tradition, not realizing that tradition is killing us. Folk traditional about what they don't know what they traditional about. Some people just traditional hell raisers. Some folk just traditionally stuck in slavery. You need to ask me about it. Read my book. You'll find all about it. God is saying, you want to get free? You can get free right now. You don't have to wait for no preacher. You don't have to wait for no deacon. You want to be free? Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God is saying to us, you want to get free? Jesus is the way. I am the way, the truth. Anybody here this morning never made a confession of faith? Come on, give me your hand. Give God your heart. I promise you, you're on your way today to being emancipated from your sin and from yourself. I got news for you. What keeps us in bondage more than anything is you. And if you want God to break your bondage, let him begin with the man in the mirror. Let him begin with you. Somebody said the revival begins with me. If I want Trenton, if I want Shiloh to be changed, it's got to start with me. If I'm not consistent, then how can I expect anybody else to be consistent? If I'm not on fire for God, what makes me think somebody else will be happy about God? Listen, if I worship the God who makes everybody look like they suck 10 limits, I don't want to worship that God. You keep him over there. I want to worship a God where the people look good and smell good. I want to worship a God where the people are smart. And I want to worship a God where there's movers and shakers. I want to worship a God where people haven't lost a time and touch, as my pastor Woodson used to say. Listen here. That's the kind of God I want to worship. God who can change some stuff. God who can make new what you've been looking at for years. You've been looking at yourself for years and you ain't seen nothing new. I promise you, the Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Somebody today needs to know that there's newness in the Spirit of God. Is there one this morning? You tired of living the way you living? You shacked up? You know you ain't married to that man. You need to get married. Somebody know what I'm talking about. God done gave you a vision of a business. You still working for somebody else, making their business perfect. Lord have mercy. It's time for you to come out. God is releasing this morning. I wish I had somebody who believed a prophetic word in their life. God wants you to get free right now. Listen, don't wait till tomorrow. No, I'm not Pastor Armstrong. You know that by now. You need to get free right now. Tomorrow's not promised. Is there one who wants to give God their life? All we need is one. Heaven will do Holy Ghost shouts if you come right now. Don't delay. Don't think you got tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised. In fact, the next minute's not promised. You can drop right now. Is there one who wants to give God their heart? Come on, choir, minister. Is there one here? Everybody saved? Everybody sure that when God cracks the sky, they gonna make it? You need me. So we're all.